Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research to conduct a public opinion survey. So your participation is voluntary, but really important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations. So would you mind sharing your zip code?
What is this for?
Well, we're
is
conducting...
Yours?
No, we're conducting a public opinion survey.
Okay.
All right. So would you mind sharing your zip code?
15212.
15212?
Yes.
15212. All right. Would you mind sharing the year of your birth?
1959.
All right. Thank you. So in terms of gender, what do you think of yourself as?
Our gender is... So, I consider myself as an ace, male.
A male?
An ace in heavy male. Yeah, does that make sense?
I'm sorry,
ace, ace inhibited male.
All right. So back in
self-love.
Okay,
ace inhibited male. Got it?
All right, yeah.
You,
so,
I would think you would understand, but ace inhibited male.
All right. So
don't say that too loud, huh?
I'm sorry?
No, I said I don't want to say go on with yourself, the answer.
All right, no worries. Thank you. So back in the 2020 general elections for president, for who did he vote for?
I was going to go with Biden, but I'm going to go with Pamela. I almost said Michelle Obama. But, for the first female president, it would be.
All right. Well,
they call Pamela, but it's Kamala Harris.
All right. Well, back in the 2020 general election, so meaning 4 years ago, for who did he vote for? For Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Certainly not Donald Trump.
All right.
Biden.
So you voted for Biden 4 years ago?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. So are you of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Hold on. I'm on the phone. It's okay. Okay. I'm sorry. Go on.
No worries. Are you of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Well, I prefer not to answer. Yeah.
All right, so...
Caucasian doesn't matter.
All right, so you're Caucasian?
Yes.
All right. You got me. All right, thank you. So are you registered to vote?
Excuse me?
Are you registered to vote?
Oh, yes, most certainly, yes.
All right, thank you. So, as you may know...
I'm
sorry?
I'm at the supermarket. Do you need any garlic? Go ahead.
All right. So, as you may know, there's going to be elections for offices like President and U.S. Congress this November. So, how likely are you to vote in the November 2024 elections? Are you going to definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Are you going to probably not vote, or are you going to definitely not vote?
I'm definitely going to vote.
Definitely going to vote? All right. So,
I have to.
Right.
Yeah, because one year I signed up for... I was spinal stenosis from my neck down, and I was signed up to vote mail-in vote, and I didn't get my mail-in vote. I got it for primary, but I didn't get it for secondary. Primary. I got it for the primary, the one they did before.
All right.
You know what I mean? Okay.
All right, no worries. Thank you. So how do you plan on voting? Do you plan on voting in person on election day, vote by mail, or in person on election day, or early?
In person.
In person.
No, early, no.
Right, but would you vote on Election Day, or would you vote early?
Yeah, Election Day. I'd vote on Election Day.
All right.
No matter what, rain, sleet, or hail, whatever, I will vote.
All right, thank you. So no matter how many times you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Would you say that the Black community has a lot of power, meaning a 10, some power?
You can bring it, Joey. You're going to disturb everything. I got things on my roll later. And she's... Okay, let's try to wrap this up.
All right, no worries.
Thanks.
So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means no power at all, a 5 means some power, and 10 means a lot of power?
Some power.
All right. So could you please write your level of motivation on a scale of 0 to 10 on how motivated you are to vote in these presidential elections? A 0 meaning you're not at all motivated, and a 10 meaning you're extremely motivated to vote?
I don't think I quite understand the question.
All right, I can repeat it again, no worries. So could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's elections for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote, and a 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote?
Extremely.
All right. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means you like them, a 5 means you're neutral towards them, and a 0 means you do not like them. So the first person is J.D. Vance.
0.
Tim Walz.
Is that the one who's running for vice president now?
I am not sure, if I'm being completely honest, but I believe not.
Okay. I don't know the name.
All right, no worries.
Oh, I was,
All right, no worries.
Wish,
okay. What about Barack Obama?
Oh, Barack Obama. I mean, he, I know the name, but he's not running.
All right, but still, what are your opinions about him?
Oh, good opinions.
All right, so on a scale of 0 to 10, how would you rate him?
I rate him... like a 9.
All right.
Oh!
All right. What about Joe Biden?
Wow, that's the first time something like that happened. Okay. Actually, grabbed a hold of a scale and it was up on one of the high things. And he grabbed the pole, and it started moving, so he put down. Oh, God. Oh, man.
Hello?
Sorry about that. Yeah.
No worries. So, what about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, I got a 9.
All right, 9. What about Mark Kelly?
No, I don't know the name, sorry.
All right, no worries. 8? All right.
Yeah.
What about Josh Shapiro?
Oh, 10.
Kamala Harris?
10. I love
Donald Trump?
Ah, do you have a negative 10? I do.
All right, thank you. So, on a scale of 0... All right,
yeah.
Thank you. So on a scale of 0 to 10 in the past month, could you please rate how worried you've been about each of the following issues I'm going to read? So a 0 would mean you're not at all worried, a 5 would mean that you're somewhat worried, and a 10 means you're very worried. So the first one is passing federal legislation to protect voting rights.
I'm concerned with it, so...
Oh, so I'm how
eight.
An 8. All right. What about inflation and the rising cost of goods and necessities?
SAH.
A as well?
Yes.
All right. The availability of resources for K through 12 education.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
For sure. The availability of resources for K through 12 education.
Education is important. I need to be 10.
10, all right. The affordability of housing.
I think that is 10.
A 10?
Yes.
All right. The crime rate in your community.
I don't think it's any crime rate is that bad.
All right.
I'd say 5.
5, all right. What about abortion access for women in this country becoming more restricted?
0.
I'm sorry?
Becoming more restricted?
Yes, becoming more restricted.
Zero.
0, all right. Fighting
4,
discrimination.
Yes.
Fighting discrimination and systemic racism.
I'd say, it's important.
All right. The protection of Social Security and Medicare.
No, that's a 10.
The conflict in Palestine.
Hand it to me and I'll place it on there. How's that?
I'm sorry?
No. He's trying to stack them and keep falling to the ground. Okay, I'm here.
All right. What about the conflict in Palestine?
Well, it's not in Palestine. Gaza Strip, but it's their homeland. The conflict is very important. I give that a 10.
All right. What about lack of dependable transportation systems?
I give you out of 5 because there is dependable transportation.
All right, thank you. What about the banning of Black history?
Yeah, I don't think any history should be banned. And we'll rate that a 10, you know. Am I doing that right?
All right, thank you. What about racial profiling among police?
That should be panned, if you ask me.
So All right, thank you.
You know how to rate that, guys. Thank you.
What about voter suppression in 2024 elections that make it harder for certain people to vote?
You picked that first part of the bad question.
Yeah, for sure. Voter suppression in the 2024 elections that make it harder for certain people to vote.
Yeah. No suppression. It shouldn't be at all.
All right. Well, how would you rate it?
A 10, no suppression, right?
All right.
Yeah, right or zero, yeah.
All right, thank you. And what about election and voter fraud in the 2024 elections?
I don't think there's no voter fraud. I don't think there's no voter fraud, but I think it always should be checked, but I'll give that a 5.
5, all right, thank you. So, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for who would you vote for? For Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Kamala Harris,
all right. And would you say you're going to vote for her because you want to vote for her, or because you just don't want Donald Trump to win?
No, I like the personality. I mean, Kennedy's good name, but I just don't want Donald Trump. Does that help you? I mean, so that's my answer.
All right.
And I'm sticking to it.
All right, thank you. So as of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed that she will be during the Democratic National Convention. So if Vice President fully secures the nomination as a Democratic candidate for President of the U.S., would that make you much more motivated to support her? Somewhat more motivated?
More motivated.
All right. Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more. All right. So compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable? Are they the same, like would it make no difference? Somewhat less favorable or much less favorable?
I'm sorry. I didn't quite understand that.
For sure. I can repeat it. No worries. So, compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, no different, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
They're no different.
All right, thank you. So, do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, by some, by a little, or not at all?
In the best interest, I'm hoping and praying. So some.
Sorry? Some? All right.
I said, I'm hoping and praying, yes.
All right, yes, thank you. So when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
For some, yes.
Some? All right. So for each of the following traits that I'm about to read you, I would like if you could rate it on a scale of if this statement really describes Kamala Harris, it somewhat describes her, it describes her a bit, or it does not describe her at all. So the first one is governs with kindness and compassion.
Yes.
All right. Does it really describe her, somewhat describe her, or describe her a bit?
In some way, description.
All right. Represents the black community.
I think she no, I don't believe she's gonna So I give it a 2.
All right. So would you say this statement really describes her, somewhat describes her a bit, or it does not describe her?
What's that? Oh, I'm sorry.
Would you repeat it?
Yes.
All right. So for each of the following traits, I'd like if you could let me know if you think this statement really describes Kamala Harris, somewhat describes her a bit, or it does not describe her. And the statement was, represents the black community.
No, it doesn't describe her.
All right, thank you. Is progressive?
Yes. Most definitely describes
her. Early trailblazer and the LGBTQ policy.
Yeah, definitely describes her.
Fights for people of color.
No, she fights for all people. Somewhat describes her.
Locked up people that should not have been locked up.
That definitely does describe her.
It definitely describes her?
It definitely doesn't. Yeah.
Okay, it definitely doesn't.
Oh, she fights, you say fights for people that shouldn't be locked up or what?
Yeah, the statement was locked up people that should not have been locked up.
Oh, definitely doesn't describe her.
All right. And is a political insider?
Uh, and not quite sure what political insider is, but like somebody.
All right. If you don't know, no worries. So now I'd like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. And for each of the following traits, if you could please tell me if this makes you much more favorable towards her, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or does it make no difference? And the first statement is, Kamala is a child of protest and activism. Her parents were both activists that met in a black study group at UC Berkeley, known as the Afro-American Association.
Okay, that's great, yeah.
All right, so does this make you much more favorable towards her?
Yeah, I mean, that's cool with me. Because her parents were from the 60s, yeah?
All right, so the next one is, as CA Attorney General, Kamala refused to defend California's Proposition 8 that banned same-sex marriage and fought to bring it to the Supreme Court to win marriage equality nationwide.
The microphone went over. That's good that she did that. I mean, it's the actual thing she did, right?
Yeah, so, all right, so would you say that this makes you much more favorable to support her, or somewhat more favorable?
Somewhat more.
Kamala has consistently been rated the most progressive member of the Senate for her voting record, ahead of Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren.
No, I know two good ones, yeah. Elizabeth, I love.
So does this make you much more favorable, or somewhat more favorable, or somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
No. More favorable.
Somewhat or much more favorable?
Oh, much more, yeah.
All right. Kamala is a trailblazer, the first African-American and woman elected as district attorney for San Francisco, Attorney General of California, the first African-American to represent California in the Senate, and now she is the first African-American woman to be nominated for vice president by a major political party.
Yeah, that's great.
So does it make you much more favorable?
Yeah, much more favorable.
All right. And Kamala created Open Justice, an online platform to make abuses of power and deaths at the hands of police officers available to the public to improve police accountability.
Yes.
Much more favorable?
Much more favorable, yeah.
All right. So, again, could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that you're not... All right, extremely motivated. So, once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means no power at all, 5 means some power, and 10 means a lot of power?
Okay, they have a lot of power to vote. I mean,
would you like to read it again?
Yes, please.
All right. Once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means they have no power at all, a 5 means some power, and a 10 means a lot of power?
There's some power. Yeah.
All right.
Because you got to call electoral votes. Okay.
All right.
So go ahead.
So I know it's still, again, a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for who would you vote for? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Kamala Harris.
All right. And is that because you want to vote for Kamala Harris, or do you want to vote against Donald Trump?
I want to vote against Donald Trump.
All right. So do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
By some, yeah.
All right. And when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
By some.
By some, all right. So which of the following would you say you get your main sources of news from? Do you get it from CNN, Facebook, Network News, Fox News, TikTok, MSNBC, local newspapers, local TV news, radio, national newspapers, or something else?
Yeah, national, NPR, National Public Broadcasting.
All right. So would that be like...
NPR. That's right. NPR, and Fox is just... Man, just as bad as Trump.
All right. So I'm sorry. Did you say Fox News as well?
Oh, zero. Yeah, they're terrible because, yes, they're low. They're
all
low
right.
on the poll.
All right. Thank you. So are you in any group chats of text communications with others?
No, I just connect. I just connected. I mean,
right.
I was retired, fashion photographer, and the Facebook was just taking over political, I just didn't want the bullies and the bullshit, bother me.
All right, thank you. So in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
It was a Republican, one Democrat.
You're a Democrat?
Yes, I'm a Democrat.
All right. Do you consider yourself to be a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
Being strong is just to vote. I mean, I don't know what you mean by, my vote is, as strong as my vote. So that's all I can say on that one.
All right, no worries. All right. So what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school, college.
Associate's
degree. Yes.
All right, thank you. So what is your marital status?
Married.
Married? All right, thank you.
Yes. What do you want, hon? Okay. Oh, you checked these two? You checked every last one? Excuse me, I'm just... they're doing a poll that I never get the chance to do, a political poll. And I always hear what they're saying, but I said, I never got polled. I'm glad I got called. I'm glad I did take this call. And it's a potential scam, yeah. But I took it.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Well, thank you so much for answering the call. And I do want to promise you, we are not spam at all. We're just...
Oh, I know. But it comes up. It comes up potential scam.
All right.
It comes up potential scam.
All right. Well, thank you. So, are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
All right. So, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And you can totally just ballpark it.
Oh, yeah. 2023. Oh, no, wait. Yeah,
$23,000?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Well, this will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
All right. You too. And thank you. And so much to the power of political empowerment.
All right.
All right. Later, bro.
All right. Goodbye. Have a great rest of your
day. You too. Thank you. Bye.